from Oroville, 19th of March, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka and Rochelle. In studio, Andrea. The weather in Oroville today is warm and humid, 29 degrees with scattered clouds and a prediction of a thunderstorm with a 25% chance of rain. Winds are out of the southeast at 12 kilometers per hour.
My name is Sandra Terun. I'm from the Netherlands, and I've been here before in Oroville in 2005 for 5 months, and then I did research for my studies in the Netherlands, religious studies. Well, I did like a social research on Orovillians and what they thought of Oroville and the goals the mother set before she established Oroville, and if they thought, you know, if Oroville was moving in the right direction. And well, basically, people said that they had good faith in the works of Oroville, even though maybe not yet everything has been realized, but they really thought it would happen. And if it's not, some people said if it wasn't here, then maybe somewhere else. But, you know, it was like Sri Aurobindo said, it's an evolution, an inevitable evolution, and it will grow. So that was basically, in a nutshell, the conclusion.
Today, Wednesday, March 19th at 5 p.m., hip-hop breakdance session at Verité's Integral Learning Center. The young team from PAX Project of Germany offers three introductory and work sessions on the background of hip-hop and the techniques of breakdance. The Housing Task Force, in an attempt to complete the survey of Orovillians and newcomers who need a house now or later, there will be an Orovillian to take information at Town Hall, first floor, on Monday, 24th of March through Friday, the 28th of March, between the hours of 4 to 6 p.m.
To see the play Eric, please remember to sign up for the day you want to come with susannarodia@gmail.com. Dates of the performance are March 28th, 29th, 30th, and 31st. Time and place, 7:30 p.m. at Bharat Nevas Auditorium. There will be an exhibition at the foyer of photos of the work, costume sketches, quotations from the text, and a synopsis of the play. You're invited to come a bit earlier to have time to go through it all. Spectators are requested to be on time, as the doors will be closed at the beginning of the performance. Are you computer savvy? Do you like to experiment and try new things with computers? Blue Light is looking for Orovillians and newcomers to work on some of the research projects. It's the opportunity to work with networks, Linux, groupware selections, programming, and server installations of interest, even a few hours a week. Feel free to send an email to bluelight@oroville.org.in.
Next Tuesday at Pitanga at 7:30 p.m., the Spanish Pavilion presents an evening of music on guitar by Ashaman. The repertory includes Agustin Mangoré Barrios, El Último Tremolo, J.S. Bach, Prelude, Allemande in D Major, José Luis Merlin, Suite del Recuerdo, Jorge Morel, El Condor Pasa Variación, Roland Dien, Tango and Sky, Villa Lobos, Prelude No. 4.
This is to inform the community that mother's granddaughter, Purnima Prema, born Françoise Marie-Thérèse Morisset, previously married to Roger Anger, passed into the light at the age of 74 in the ashram's nursing home early morning of March 14th. Purna had been battling cancer for the past several years, and during the last 3 weeks, her friends and relatives came to bid her farewell. Her son Kalia and his family attended her every day. Longtime Orovillians remember her for her elegant Tusik Kilfo ashram restaurant in the early 70s and maintained contact with her throughout the years. For some of them, she had acted as an intermediary with the mother. This from the mother when asked about the present reality. The present reality is a big falsehood hiding an eternal truth. The three main barriers standing between the vision and the reality are ignorance, fear, and falsehood. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. On microphone, Marlenka and Rochelle. For further information, please check the website oroville.org. Thanks for listening.